At only 11 years old, Anna Sophia Robb is adding a second major film to her resume. You may remember her from the heartwarming tale Because of Winn-Dixie. She starred as Opal, a girl whose life changes for the better once she meets and adopts a furry friend at the local grocery store. But now she plays a fierce gum-chewing champ named Violet Beauregard, who, along with four other kids, finds a golden ticket in the new movie, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Unfortunately, she fails to heed a warning and starts feeling a bit blue.
It's a stick of the most amazing and sensational gum in the whole universe.
Sounds like my kind of gum.
I'd rather you didn't. There's still one or two things that are...
I'm the world record holder in chewing gum. I'm not afraid of anything.
How is it, honey?
It's amazing. Tomato soup. I can feel it running down my throat.
I'm just a little concerned about the...
Blueberry pie and ice cream.
That part.
What's happening to her nose?
Turning blue.
Anna Sophia Robb, good morning. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We should mention that we've been chewing gum. You put yours behind your ear temporarily. But the reason we are is because we're going to have a little bubble blowing competition in a minute. And I have to say, first off, I have the sugar-free gum, and that's not as good for bubble blowing, is it?
No, it doesn't have the right
consistency.
It's the sugar.
So I'm working away on the sugar bubble gum right now so I can compete adequately. But let me ask you about becoming a young actress, because I understand you wanted to do this since you were 3 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, I wanted to do it since I was three, and I kept on asking my mom for an agent. And finally, when I was eight, she said, all right, and she found me an agent in Denver.
And is that where you're from?
That's where I'm from, mm-hmm. Denver, Colorado. And then I did an acting class, and that was for 3 months. And then after that, L.A. agents and managers came out, and I got picked up by one of them, and I went out to L.A.
And tell me about some of the roles you've had. I mentioned Because of Winn-Dixie. You were adorable in that movie. And in fact, in many ways, you remind me of Dakota Fanning. Do people tell you that you remind them a little bit of her?
Sometimes, yeah. I think it's the blonde hair.
Yeah. And what other movies have you done, or what other roles have you had?
I did Samantha in American Girl Holiday.
Oh, right. I loved you in that, too.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's hard because you're brown hair.
Yeah.
You did Samantha. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this one, that was fun because I got the blonde hair.
I bet it was. Tell me a little bit about being involved in this movie. I mean, were you familiar with the story of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, as the book is called?
Yeah, I was. I love the book. It's a great book. It's such a classic, and I love all the characters in it.
Had you seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder?
Yes, I had, and I love that movie. It's all the songs, and it's so much fun. And this one, it's a lot closer to the original book.
And in fact, it's really a lot darker, isn't it? A little darker. Wouldn't you say it's a little less happy?
It is. Yeah. It's a Tim's version, which is
so Tim Burton, right?
Tim Burton is he? Yeah.
you don't say need to say any more than that. Tim Burton. Yeah. And Johnny Depp, his version of Willy Wonka. Is a bit quirkier than Gene Wilder's, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, it is. It is. It's a little more quirky and kind of odd. But I think it's exactly how Roald Dahl, the feel of the book is kind of dark. And so I think Tim really captured that essence.
I'm just adding a little more. You're ready for our countdown. Tell me a little bit about Violet Beauregard, Anna Sophia, in terms of her personality. She is one bratty little kid, isn't she?
She is. She's very competitive and very selfish, too. And she'll do nothing to stop her to win. And so I had a lot of fun playing her because usually I don't play mean characters, except for this part.
Right. And so you had a lot of fun with that.
She
goes around wearing the same light blue sweatsuit, as her mom, who's played by Missy Pyle, who's hilarious, too.
She is so funny. We had such a good time together, and we were wearing matching tracksuits, so it was so much fun, and I got to wear pants,
you got a chew gum, which supposedly makes you smarter, according to a recent study. I'm not sure if that's true.
Wow.
But you also got to blow up like a giant blueberry.
I did, and that was quite fun for me, because we did this whole prosthetic thing, and they put foam on my face, and I turned into this big blueberry.
I think we have video, actually, Joe, don't we, of two violets turning blue that we can actually show folks. And
sweet potato.
All of a sudden,
pine, green, it's the most
this is you, and this is from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but clearly,
I'm
in a situation here. All right, ready? Let's blow a bubble.
Okay. I have to get my gum. I stuck it behind my ear. It got stuck.
Okay. We have 10 seconds. Can you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And while Anna Sophia is blowing her bubble, we should mention Charlie and the Chocolate Factory opens the theaters on Friday.